Hey, how's it going? It's another episode of American Metal IM. My name is Adam. And how are you doing today? I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Okay. All right. Got through that. So I just watched a couple movie trailers. First of all, I watched the trailer for Lords of Chaos, the new movie about the Norwegian black metal scene from the 90s. And a lot of people are really mad about it. And I don't know what to think about it yet. The trailer looks pretty fucking over the top, I have to say. It looks really dramatic. And I'm not sure if that's the movie that I wanted to see or not. And I know a little bit about what happened back then with the church burnings and the murder and whatnot, and the evil things that occurred at the hand of some of these young men in Norway. And this movie looks like they're really trying hard to make it look awesome. But I guess I'll have to watch it and I'll see from there. I also watched the trailer for the new movie about Ted Bundy with starring Zac Efron. A lot of people are really excited that James Hetfield is in it. I guess his acting skills are getting good reviews, so that's kind of cool. I guess he plays a police officer. But the thing I found interesting about this movie is the title. I'm pretty sure they might have commissioned Donald Trump to name this movie. The movie's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. That sounds like if Donald Trump were to make a movie about Ted Bundy, he would call it that. Because I know he tends to use words to describe things, and he'll use like every synonym of that word that he can possibly use. That's one of his speaking tactics. And I think it sounds like this movie was named by him. But the movie itself looks all right. I'm not going to say it looks great yet. But what's the deal with these trailers, though? Did people come from back in time from like 2005 to make these trailers? They're all like, they got like this like generic heavy metal sort of theme music going on in the background while people in the trailer are saying like awesome lines, and you really don't know what the movie's about. The Lords of Chaos movie, it looks like there's like all kinds of things going on that I'm not even sure happened in real life. So I know that a lot of people from that area of the world who participated in those things aren't really happy about the movie, but I've heard mixed reviews about why that is, and I'm not sure what to think of that yet. But yeah, these trailers are just so exciting looking. And I don't know if it necessarily calls for that. I know they're trying to get people to come see the movie, but they're old school trailers, for sure, I would say. Okay, something else that's in the headlines here. This is according to Blabbermouth.net. Apparently Mike Portnoy says that he would play with Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson if asked. Okay, there's a few things going on here. Number one, they're still talking about Rush playing again. And if Rush doesn't want to play, no one wants to see him play, especially without Neil Peart. I'm not saying Mark Portnoy, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. He seems like a good guy. He's the drummer of Dream Theater, last I knew anyway, and I don't know if you can be in Dream Theater if you're not like some type of outstandingly nice person. So I'm not saying any of this to knock him or anything. Obviously, number one, obviously he would play in Rush if he was asked to. That's like asking someone, "Hey, you want $1 billion?" It's almost like asking someone that. It's like, "Oh, do you want to play drums in one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time?" What are you gonna say? No. Apparently, Alex, according to the article, Alex Lifeson and him did speak a couple of times, but it doesn't sound like much other than that has happened. Now, this is somebody spent time and effort in writing this article. Why not ask him cool stuff about what he's doing with his life right now? This whole article is about Rush. They're doing an interview with Mike Portnoy, who's never gonna play in Rush. And if he does, I don't know if anyone really wants that to happen. And I'm just, I don't know. This article is, it's something that annoys me because they have a very talented drummer here. They're here giving an interview. He's given his time to these interviewers, and they just ask him about Rush the whole time. I mean, maybe he doesn't mind. I don't know. It's like, "Hey, how you doing? You're a very successful musician. You're one of the most successful drummers out there. But what about Rush though, you know?" All right, I'm done talking about that. I'm sorry. Looks like Tool's new album is coming out. Finally. And I would say a lot of stuff about this, but Tool's at the mercy of their fan base, and their fan base is never going to say they do anything bad. So what I would say is, because of the anticipation of this album and how long it's been in the making, people should expect it to be nothing less than amazing. But it's gonna be fucking mediocre, and everyone's gonna love it. So that's all I have to say about that. But I will say that I hope I'm wrong about that. So that's where I stand right now. Yeah. And oh, I heard that Overkill is coming on a tour with Death Angel. That's supposed to be, I think, in the spring. I believe they're coming to near where I live. And I'll probably go. I don't know, I think it's in the spring. Let me look it up real quick here. Let's see, we got, okay, this is on Metal Injection. And what the fuck? Okay, yeah, it's in the spring. So in right around May, I'll have an opportunity to see them. I seen Overkill like 10 years ago, and they're really good live. I would recommend them if you're looking for like a show to go to. If you can only go to a few shows a year, this is a candidate, I would think. Especially with Death Angel coming, I think it's gonna be a good show. Mostly small venues, which is kind of weird. Overkill is one of the, I always thought they were one of the more popular bands from, especially from the East Coast, but I don't know, everybody's really into Anthrax, and people, I think, should probably give some props to other East Coast thrash metal bands. But what do I know, you know? I'm not saying that people don't. I know there's plenty of people who know that, but I don't understand why Overkill's playing to seven people and Anthrax plays in stadiums. I don't understand that. All right, I don't have much else for you today. I am going to check out the new Soilwork album. I'm not somebody who's listened to Soilwork much in my life, but I have it from a close friend of mine that their new album's actually pretty good, so I'm gonna check it out, and I'll let you know how it goes next time. All right, if you want to send an email, send it to AmericanMetalIM@gmail.com. And you can say whatever you want. You know, if you hate one of the things I said, then tell me about it. You know, tell me why. Maybe we can work through it together, you know. And maybe you can send a recording in, and, you know, I'll play it on here and we'll do it that way. Just send me any audio file, should work, if you send it to the email. And, all right, I'll see you later. Bye.
American Metal.